Greetings, West Sacramento. Welcome to West Sac Best Eats, where we dine on all the fabulous food West Sacramento restaurants have to offer. Heard exclusively here on KYWSLP 92.9 FM on your radio dial. I'm your host, Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hi.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me at our dining room table for our little program here. Okay. We ate at Casa Jalisco, and Casa Jalisco is located at 4055 Lake Road in the city of West Sacramento in the state of California. It's over there by Epi's, which we love, El Ranchero, which is a fine taqueria, and Oishi Teriyaki, which I really like. So it's over there. There's not a lot of residential. There's no residential, but there's some places to eat over there, out there, over yonder. Casa Jalisco, not to be confused with the other two Jalisco taquerias in West Sacramento. There's I Jalisco number one, there's I Jalisco number two. In Citrus Heights, where I used to live, there's Mi Lindo Jalisco. I think Jalisco is the next Alberto's. Like, remember there was Alberto's, and then there were all these offshoots, Adalberto's, Albierto's, Albert's, O's. Maybe Jalisco is the next thing. But if you were wondering, Jalisco is a Mexican state, or state in Mexico, known for mariachi music and tequila. Sign me up, hello. Both of which originated there. OG, its capital is Guadalajara. I would say Casa Jalisco, we've been there a few times, is a step up from your normal taqueria.
Yes. Yes, it is. It feels more like its own place, whereas most taquerias kind of feel just like the same, or yeah, like their chain restaurants.
Yeah,
I Jalisco feels like an independent restaurant.
Yeah, the taqueria, pretty much 90% of the menu is always the same to each one. And there's a few unique items at Casa Jalisco, which we got. So walking in, there's no salsa cart. Like, the cart is there, it exists, but there's nothing going on there. It's just sitting there, empty and vacant and free of activity, like a sunrise mall, if you will. But they still have free chips, but you got to go, you got to ask the lady behind the counter, which I like, because first of all, portion control. Because when they're out, when the free chips are out in the center of the lobby or whatever, and it's self-serve, watch out.
You go crazy.
Yeah, I'll down 4,000 calories and free chips before I even get my item that I ordered, my entree. So I like the portion control. I also like when it is in the center of the lobby, or it's self-serve and people walk up with the tongs and help themselves to free chips. It's like, am I the second person to grab these tongs? Or am I the 160th person to grab these tongs today? And I'm always dropping chips on the floor, and I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, and it's just it's a mess. I love the free chips, but I'm glad that they don't do the free serve yourself chips style. And they do have a soda fountain, which is a positive. So you can fill up your soda pop to your heart's content. Immediately, honey, you spilled some hot sauce. We got some chips. We got some salsa. You spilled some sauce.
Yeah, well, the distance from the chip bowl to my mouth, it's very long.
Yeah.
A lot can happen.
Yeah, and their hot sauces / salsas are thinner, so they don't stick to the chip. But yeah, I did have to clean up the sauce you spilled. But then I spilled some. I was in the same predicament. I spilled some hot sauce on the table.
And then we were even.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I need a bib. I am a child, and soon you're gonna feed me like you used to feed Lennox. You're gonna be like, "Here comes the chip plane," and I'll open my mouth. No, alrighty. For whatever reason, our food. There were two other parties in their dining. It's not a huge space. But for whatever reason, we got our food in a to-go bag. We were never asked here to go. The other two parties were dined in and got trays and plates. And we got ours in a to-go bag. I don't know. Just saying. Let's talk about the salsas, honey. There's red, green, and orange. red and green, your standard, and then the orange.
That's the habanero.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to, this is embarrassing, but the first time I saw that, I thought it was cheese because it's that orangey color. It's looks like nacho cheese.
Velveeta-y, yeah.
But don't make that mistake because the habanero is very hot.
Yeah. We didn't touch it.
Didn't even touch it because I've had it before and I almost died.
The employee gave us one cup of it. Probably like, yeah, you guys, you're either not going to touch it or you're going to be running out of here with your head, steam coming out of your head and your face on fire. I have eaten orange habanero sauce at various taquerias in my life. It's always super hot. Mm-hmm. And it deceives you because you see red, you're like, okay, that's hot. The green, okay, tomatillo. And then the orange is like, oh, it's the sun. It's appealing. It's so inviting. It doesn't look dangerous, but it's bad. It's no bueno. But if you dig super hot, then dive right in. We've been here, like I said, a few times before. And I was wondering, so what differentiates them from your average taqueria is they got empanadas, they got pupusas, and they got flautas. And I always want to get one. And yesterday, I was telling you my dilemma. And you were Travis Barker, and I was Kourtney Kardashian. And you said, if my baby wants a pupusa, my baby gets a pupusa.
Yeah, I said, get it. Get everything you want. Get anything you want.
My baby gets anything she gets. She wants my baby. My baby wants something. My baby's going to get it. I settled on the pupusa and the empanada because they were $4 each. The flautas, which if you don't know, it's like a gussied up rolled taco. They were $10 for the entree. So we got a pupusa. We got an empanada. We got two chorizo breakfast burritos. We got our pupusa with pulled pork. They did not have pulled pork. They were out of it or whatever. So it came with bean and cheese. So if you're just joining us, a pupusa is a thick griddle cake or flatbread from El Salvador and Honduras made with cornmeal or rice flour. It is usually stuffed with one or more ingredients, which may include cheese, chicharron, squash, or refried beans. It is typically accompanied by a curtido, a spicy fermented cabbage slaw, and tomato salsa, and is traditionally eaten by hand. Ours came plain, but I looked at their Yelp, and like some of the pictures of pupusas were plain like ours, nothing on there, but some of them had the slaw and salsa on there, so I'm not sure what was going on. We didn't eat it by hand because we're noobs. Okay? we're not native to Honduras or El Salvador. Like I said, it costs $4.29. What do you think, honey? Pupusa, thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
I really liked the dough, the bread that it was made with.
Yeah, the dough was the differentiator, made it special.
I did dip it in the green salsa that we had because it was too dry on its own. Yeah. It did need some...
Needed that slaw.
Yeah.
And on the menu, it says it comes with slaw and it comes with the tomato salsa. But we didn't get, so maybe you have to ask for it. But yeah, it was inside. It was refried beans. There wasn't much going on. I thought it was good. The dough is fun. It's like it's crumpet like. But besides the refried beans, not much happening. So it does need the slaw on it, definitely. And if you could get it with the pulled pork, I think that would make it much more enjoyable. And then we got an empanada. And if you're just joining us, an empanada is a type of baked or fried turnover consisting of pastry and filling. The name comes from the Spanish empanar, to bread, i.e. to coat with bread, and translates as breaded. They are made by folding dough over a filling, which may consist of meat, cheese, tomato, corn, or other ingredients, and then cooking the resulting turnover either by baking or frying. We got ours with pastor as the protein, the meat in there. Again, for $4.29, honey, the empanada. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
This was great and definitely worth that price. It was a lot bigger, more food than the pupusa.
Yeah.
The exterior was crispy. I wasn't expecting that. I thought it would be more doughy.
Yeah.
So the crispiness was great. They topped it with shredded lettuce and sour cream. Fantastic. Yeah. The meat was really good.
Yeah. Love the fried dough. The cheese and meat inside. like you said, it had the lettuce, some sort of sauce on top, some sour cream. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. And yeah, you brought up it's the same price point as the pupusa. I thought the empanada, well, it did have a lot more going on. It was a lot more like stuffed and filled. Pupusas, flat, generally speaking. But yeah, empanada was enjoyable. I liked it a lot. It was my first empanada.
Mine too.
Ever in my life. The Casa Jalisco took my empanada V, am I right? And my pupusa V. I'm just saying. then we got, well, they called it a protein breakfast burrito. It comes with choice of meat. We got chorizo, eggs, potatoes, cheese, and pico de gallo. Very controversial. We got ours with no potatoes, no cheese, because we're keto, we're low carb. We're going to see my aunt in 2 months, so we're trying to keep the calories down, okay? Yeah, no papas, no queso, no potatoes, no cheese with chorizo. $8.79 price point. I think that's fantastic. There's a lot of breakfast burritos. They're well over $12, $13, $14.
It's a great price. And Considering we didn't get cheese or potatoes in it, these were huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty much whenever we go to a Mexican restaurant for breakfast, I always get the same thing. Chorizo breakfast burrito, no potatoes, no cheese. And you get it and it's smaller. It's like a tiny sub or something, a tiny loaf of bread. And that's fine because there's no potatoes, no cheese, but this was still giant, like formidable. It looked like my forearm. My forearm's really big, honey. I lift. I don't know if you know, I'm really strong. I'm really buff. So I'm guessing they made up the no potatoes, no cheese with just more eggs, more chorizo. Yeah,
bless their heart.
And we were here for it. But the controversial, choice, honey, the pico de gallo, inside. What did you think?
I love pico de gallo. I was excited when I saw it.
Yeah.
That's not something I ever have in a burrito.
Most taquerias, most Mexican restaurants don't put it in the burrito. And we found out why.
It was good, yes. But as you go, you realize that all the moisture from the pico is too much for the tortilla to handle.
Yeah.
So it gives out. Yeah. And the tortilla gets really soft.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it was really good, really pleasurable. But at the same time, it didn't need to be there. I was getting some onion, little crunch, some sweet tomatoes. But it was just too much water, too much moisture in a really hot, tight package that is a burrito. And then, of course, there's the chorizo grease already. So you throw the chorizo grease with the pico de gallo wetness, water, moisture. It fell apart. Our burritos, they turned into a scramble magically.
And then you just go at it with a fork after that.
Yeah, yeah. It was a moisture bomb. It was good overall, but yeah, next time pico on the side, I think.
Yes.
So it'll stay cold in a little cup. So you got the cold, you pour it right on your burrito.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, and contrasting with the hot, I think is the way to go. Our total was $32.04. You tipped 20%, honey, $6.40. A little high.
It's my go-to.
Yeah. They gave us our food in to-go bags, honey. Look at that. $38.44 was our total. Send some pictures to my friends. Okay, they're my parasocial friends who listen to the same podcast I do. Doughboys is the podcast, if you care. But some of the comments regarding pico de gallo in a burrito. One person typed onto the internet, Reddit. If you strain the pico before adding it to the burrito, it will keep its structural integrity. First of all, I like using the phrase structural integrity when it comes to burrito. But are you going to go back there and say, excuse me, chef, can you strain the pico?
That's a lot of extra work.
Yeah, yeah. I've watched Gordon Ramsay, okay? They don't want none of that business. Next person typed, sticky rice or potatoes or tater tots would soak up the chorizo juice. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we were... Again, we were keto, we were paleo, we were low carb. And at that point in the day, on a Saturday, I was keto for a few hours. And let me tell you, honey, it's a lifestyle. It really is. Someone else also typed, well, I actually stole my hot take from previous. Get the pico on the side. Putting a little cold pico on each bite is delicious. Okay, I stole his work. What is that?
I plagiarized him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Person on the internet. And then finally, I like this comment. Pico or not, that chorizo grease is coming out to play.
Right. Oh, yeah. And it sure did.
It came out to play.
Casa Jalisco.
It could not be stopped. But overall, what do you think, honey? We've been a few times. They've been open a little over a year. But I enjoy their food. I enjoy their ambiance. It's a nice place.
Yeah, I love it there. Every time I've been, it's a solid meal. And this was my first time having their chorizo, and I was impressed.
Yeah.
Good quality.
Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty, well, there you have it, my fellow West Saxons. Big thumbs up for Casa Jalisco, and I hope you get a chance to enjoy them like we did. Sending you all love and light. Thank you for listening to West Sac Best Eats, where we dine on all the fabulous food West Sacramento restaurants have to offer. Heard exclusively here on KYWSLP 92.9 FM on your radio dial. Hashtag West Sac Best Sac. A ball bye. And from... All speaking of Reddit, from someone who calls himself Paint Me B, he wrote about our little program here. Loving West Sac Best Eats, you're filling the Huell Hauser sized hole in my heart. And my response is, that's amazing. Bye-bye.